Optimizing Training Company. With HodgePodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you find enjoyable employment doing what it is that you just do anyway. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed, as the guy that makes everything work and looks good. Ed, how you doing over there?
Sometimes you get a finger hits the button not supposed to.
Okay, you're doing all right. But anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the Employment Opportunity Hour, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches that you didn't learn in school. But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. I want to make sure, I stress this on most shows, we do see you. We see you coming, growing, front side, back. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. And the only thing we want to know is what's going to come out. And in this case, if you would like to find enjoyable employment and you're looking for a job, hopefully none of you out there are looking for a job. You're looking to go do something that you enjoy doing, because that's what's going to allow you to be productive and do your work, but also is going to allow those raises and promotions to come along, because you're doing things that you know how to do, enjoy doing, and you're growing from there. But that's the reason we call this the Employment Opportunity Hour, because many of you have jobs. And which kind of like leads us to tonight's topic. If you are one of the individuals that's looking for a job right now, or you're one of the many individuals that may be going through a layoff, your company's laying you off, and you started to look for work. And because we are living in these times and everything being electronic, many of you are going to the computer or these online sites looking for employment, and I don't know what you're putting in as far as telling people what you want to do. I think most of you are applying for something that already exists, because that's the way it is right now until you understand that humans make up jobs and humans make up job titles. And so anything you're looking for is based on something that you think already exists. But we've moved into a new time in our evolution as humans. There's a product out there called AI and ChatGPT and some of those other things using something that's called AI. I think most of you might know what it is, but for you old timers like me, AI means artificial intelligence. But I'm also going to say, us old guys like me, artificial intelligence means it's artificial. It also means it's not real. Anyway, so if you're from one of these northern countries or one of these northern states, in this country, we celebrate Christmas. And some of you are fortunate enough to grow up in places where if you wanted a Christmas tree, you go out into the woods and you chop down a Christmas tree and bring it home and decorate it, and you call it a Christmas tree. Well, that Christmas tree was real. But now you can go down to some of these major stores and discount stores, and for Christmas, you can buy an artificial tree. It might look like a Christmas tree. It's called a Christmas tree, but the bottom line is it's an artificial Christmas tree. Okay, so artificial intelligence means it's not real. But you might think it is based on where you are. And so tonight's show, I decided I would help some of you job seekers out there that may be looking for employment, and you're going to be looking at the quickest, fastest way in terms of maybe applying for a job. So, tonight's topic that I thought of this is using AI to develop a resume or apply for a job. Now, using AI, I'm going to talk about the pros and cons of using AI to develop your resume or apply for a job, but I'm going to talk about the pros and the cons, or the positives and the negatives. So I'd like to have you think about that. And if you got any questions, feel free to call in, because you're more than welcome to call in and ask me a couple of questions on that if you like. But I'm going to help all of you out there, hopefully, to find something that you're looking for, but also avoid something that might get you in a lot of trouble. But we're going to take time out for a little short break. And when we come back, I'm going to dive in with the pros and cons of using AI to find yourself a job or to put together a resume. We'll be right back. Just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Thank you.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics For You. Need a website? Web Dynamics For You are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there. Just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living.
Working for a living. Working for a living, which many of you do. Somebody's got to do it. I'm trying to get those of you that don't want to do that possibly to look at some alternatives. And tonight, I decided to focus on something that's in the front of us, that's been in the news a lot, and it's going to get in the news a lot more. That's all I'm going to say about that. But for those of you that may be looking for employment, a lot of people are pushing this thing out there that's called AI or artificial intelligence. And I just mentioned it. Artificial means it's not real. You may think it is, but that's your opinion. But some of us in the background of that know it's not real. I'm going to give you some pros and cons or some ups and downs of just ways that you may want to look at this. If you must develop a resume, or if you're applying for a job online, now obviously my suggestion, if possible, try to get in front of as many people as you can so they can see all of you, if possible. But also be aware of, anything you see on a screen only shows a headshot. When we see you, we make real decisions. We can't see all of you with a headshot. So I'd like to have you just think about that, because many of you are going to apply for employment that way, and you may be very disappointed if you happen to get there. Either you might be disappointed, or the people who chose you might be disappointed because they can see the rest of you. So my suggestion, if you can, if you want to stay local, try to get in front of as many people as you can. If not, if you do an online interview, try to do an interview whereby you can ask the person to how much of you are you going to be allowed to see, and how much are you going to allow them to see you. Anyway, but it should work two ways. But I put together some things in terms of, there's no order to this. And before I start the order, I think I only should help you out in terms of finding enjoyable employment. I have a formula for finding enjoyable employment, and here it is. The first thing to do is write down 3 to 5, do a self-assessment. If you can write down the things that you know how to do, the things that you enjoy doing, and the things that you don't like to do. Do assessment of yourself so you can identify the things that you know how to do already and you enjoy doing it. Don't worry about whether it's good or not. But it's telling us what you know how to do. See if you can come up with 3 to 5 things. And then go from, take those 3 to 5 things that you wrote down in each column in terms of what you enjoy doing, know how to do, and have done. But anyway, if you do that, you should have a list possibly of 10 to 15 things that you wrote down. I'm going to suggest that you look at the words that you wrote down, see if you can put together a paragraph or a sentence whereby you can speak the things that you wrote down so that you can present yourself, whether on a screen or in person, but present yourself in 30 to 90 seconds. Okay. Let me say some. I'm saying 30 to 90 seconds for a reason. Because anybody who asks you who you are, I'm going to suggest you take anywhere between 30 and 90 seconds to tell them. Anybody who tells you how long they want to hear you, don't want to hear you in the first place. I want you to become aware of that. But anyway, getting back to the rest of the formula, once you can present it, then it's important to understand the third thing is called networking. Good networking is called who knows who that knows who that knows who. So I'm suggesting that if you could tell people, become aware of who you are, what you know how to do, what you enjoy doing, knowing how to speak it in 30 to 90 seconds, and understand this word called networking, I'm suggesting that you can find enjoyable employment throughout your work time. Okay, throughout your working career. Notice I didn't mention the word job. I said find employment. Because people will tell you where the jobs are. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that because that's how it works. But getting back to the pros and cons or the ups and downs of using artificial intelligence. These are no order. Although one of the officers and one of the developers of that recently have put out something that said something like, this person's called the godfather of AI, had said that there are possible dangerous things using artificial intelligence. And you can find some of those dangers out on the internet. I'm not going to go through those, but I am going to go through the things that I think a lot of people will use, but it's going to affect what happens. This is no kind of order, so I'm going to be just explaining that. If you're applying for a job, and you decide to put together a resume. But AI is a great product for putting together a resume for you. It's a great product to do that. It may be a great product in terms of helping you to apply for a job. Because you're going to be able to say things that you haven't thought of saying. In many cases, many things that you wouldn't say, but it's doing it for you. So the first thing I want you to understand is that whatever you put together using AI is great because it'll put it together for you, make you look real good on a piece of paper. Okay, the difference is it's not you. It's a machine that has done it. Okay, you need to know the difference between you doing it and having a machine do it for you because you may not be able to back it up. Anyway, so I'd like to just have you think of that because the resume isn't you. when you write your own resume, you can describe yourself the best way you can, and that is you. But having something like AI do it for you, that is not you at all. Anyway, so that's the first thing I want to say. So the pros and cons, and you can choose which way you may want to look at this, but I call that one of the cons or one of the disadvantages. Okay, another one is it can fabricate your resume. Okay, meaning it can write it in a way that makes you look real good. Like the ideal candidate based on the needs that that employer might have. Okay, two things. One of them, there may be 20 other people doing exactly the same thing, looking just as good for that same position. Now, the reality is, it will fabricate things to make you look good, but there are things you will not be able to do, as well as things you may not even be able to explain when you're speaking to somebody. So you want to be very cautious of that, because it's going to make you look like you're the ideal candidate. And part of our problem with the employers is that so many ideal candidates are being introduced, but the problem is that the candidates aren't producing what we thought they were going to be producing. Anyway, so I'm going to say use it as a guide and change any words that aren't you, because it isn't you anyway. It's a machine that's doing it. Okay, when you do it, when you're writing your resume and it's writing, when you're typing your own resume and it's using your words and your meanings of those words, having somebody else do it doesn't necessarily mean that you know what it is that you're doing. I'd like to have you just think about that as well. Anyway, so I'm going to move on to the next one. The next one, I'm just going to say that it's very important to understand that it's not you. It may not even use language you use. And so imagine the conflict of reading these nice words on a piece of paper. And if you get the opportunity to talk to somebody, and hopefully it's in person versus a screen, but if that's the best that you can get, it's very important to understand that the words you may use may not match the words that you have in your resume. Because that will give you away, because the resume is designed to make you look good using AI. However, the way you explain what you know how to do, you may not be able to explain it that way. So that may be something that goes against you. However, the best thing that you want to be able to do is make sure that you can explain it. The language you use is going to be the key, because it's your language. It's something you've been using all of your life. And a lot of us want to know, how do you sound when we're talking to you? Okay, we want to know the types of words you use when we're talking to you. So I'm going to suggest that you try to do all of those things in person. And it's okay to use that as a resume, because it's a great tool to do that. The difference is, it's just not you. And you need to know it's not you. And so that's where the danger may come in. You may pretend to be somebody that you just can't back up. And from the employer side, we thought you were ideal, only to find out that you can't back it up very quickly and very soon. So you want to try to avoid that. But we're going to take a break, because I've talked long enough. But we'll be right back after break. We'll be right back.
I'm doing what I'm doing. Somebody woke me up. Now I want you to wake up. Yeah. All you politicians, right now. Tita, wake up. Stop.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. and I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
In America, where they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be, I kind of question that sometimes, but in America, they say that you can do it. I'm talking tonight about the uses of using AI or artificial intelligence to develop your resume or to apply for a job. I'm talking about the pros and cons of it. So that you can be the judge in terms of understanding the difference between it representing you, because it's there to assist you, and it's a great assistant product. However, assisting you is not necessarily you. And so I want you to know the difference between you appearing and being assisted to appear, and we find out you can't do what you told us that you could do, because that's one of the major problems with our workforce right now. So I've gone through some of that, tell you that it's a great product in terms of assisting you, but not so much in certain areas, because some of the other people think it's very dangerous, and I think it's very good but also dangerous, because it could trick the people or fool the people, because what we expected you to do, you couldn't back up when you showed up. But anyway, so... And I mentioned that the words you use are extremely important because of the language that you might put in your resume or filling out an application. And it's something that AI can do for you, but if you don't use those words and know the meanings of those words, it could possibly get you in trouble, cause you to leave, and cause you to miss out on the job. So I'm talking about the pros and cons, and you make a decision whether it's something that you think works for you, because it does work for a lot of people out there. And then you find out later on. Okay, but it's very important to make sure the language and the word you use, then the benefit to you is you can write those when it comes to putting together a resume or filling out an application. When you can write the words that you use, that's worth gold, because you can back it up. However, if the words are different, you just probably missed out on an interview or missed out on a job because you couldn't back up what you said that you could. Because the AI can do that, because it has nothing to do with you. It's artificial. But anyway, so let me have you think about that. The other thing is that it's very important that regardless of how good you look on a piece of paper called a resume, or how good you might look in an application, only you can perform the job. Which is totally different than reading about you. It's can you perform it to the expectation that you told us that you could do. That's where performance comes from. I mean, so if you cannot perform the job, then you just let us down, plus you let yourself down, because only you can do the performance. AI can assist you to do a lot, but when it comes down to human performance, only the human can do the performing. All the other stuff can that machines and things can do for you, that's the machinery being productive. You are still the human, that either you are very productive or you're not productive. It's very important to recognize what it is that you're productive doing. That's one of the reasons we call this show the Employment Opportunity Hour Show, because all the things you like doing and enjoy doing naturally make you productive. Okay, which this show is all about. But the worst thing that you can do is put all this good information in a resume or putting out an application for a job, and we find out that you cannot perform, because we're going to be looking at you doing the performing. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. But to make sure that you understand that we see you. Okay? And so the IT may be able to do it better, but it's designed to help make you better. Okay? So listen, your performance is worth getting a raise. The machine's performance is as you standing by watching. But that's not going to give you a raise. Your performance is based on you doing more. And the machines are there to help you out. Okay, the next one. Let's see. It's excellent in terms of clarifying, meaning it's good for you if you're trying to fill out a resume or application using AI, but it's good for you because it clarifies your language, clarifies your spelling and punctuation, which is great. The only difference is, if you had to write it, could you write it the way it might show up with AI doing it for you? Okay, so just think about it. It's great for that, but the question is, can you do it? So I would suggest you begin practicing so that you know that the machine is doing what you know how to do if called upon. Because if you're called upon, we find out that you can't spell. We find out that you can't count because of numbers. Then that's a real problem. Go into some of these major stores and look at people. I'm not going to mention any names, but some of the big retail places. Look at most of the employees don't know how to count. But they can't count change anymore. They've relied on the machine to tell them. Okay, the companies are saying, rather than give me the pennies, just give me the whole quarter or the whole nickel, because we know that you don't know how to count. That's a good example of, you might look good until you got to do it yourself. It's costing companies lots of money that they would love to pay you if you were doing those things. But if not, then you're costing them money. So be aware of what you know how to do and what you don't know how to do, but be aware that is there to assist you to do something that you would like to do. It's there, but make sure you can back up what the job is going to require you to do. Because if the machine breaks down, you got to know what to do. If you can't do it, you need to let your employers know that ahead of time. In some cases, they may send you to some classes that you can be learning on the side, or in other cases, you can decide to go to some classes to learn simple things like math, addition and subtraction, so that you can count change. I mean, but you're not alone. There are thousands of places where people are hired, but they don't have that knowledge of how to count change, costing your employer lots of money. I'm sure they would love to pay you if you knew what you were doing. But that's just one of the, you decide whether that's a pro or a con. Anyway, the next one is, let's see. IT can put together nice sentences and paragraphs for you to make you look real good on paper. But the question is that it's not you. If you could put together real sentences and paragraphs, then that would be you. Having the machine do it for you is great, as long as you don't get caught or forced into where you got to write it, because then the real you shows up. So my advice is that it's a tool to help you and to assist you. It's also a tool whereby it will do it for you. My challenge to you is find out how it did it for you so that if you had to do it, then you could do it. And I can guarantee you one of these days or sooner or later, you're going to have to do it anyway. And that's when we're going to find out you're not able to. So the hint is, it's great to show you how it could or should be done. It's your job to see if you can mimic doing it on your own, anyway. Anyway, the next thing I got down here is don't use words that you don't normally use. AI is great for giving you words and meanings and making it sound good. However, if you can't do that on your own, then you're in real trouble. If you had to write it out, if you had to speak it out, it's best to take what it gives you, learn how to repeat it, learn how to speak it so that you can do it the same way if it's helped you to do that. It's a great tool to help you. It's not a tool to do it for you, okay, especially when you need to do it yourself. That's not productivity. Productivity is when you can do it, okay, when you got better, not using the machine to do it better. The machine doesn't have your feeling and thoughts. It's just the machine. Anyways, I'd like to have you really think about that, because that's something else. The other thing is the pros and cons. It can help you to express yourself on paper, but maybe not be able to express yourself in person. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Mr. Dukes, how you doing?
Great, Mr. Dean. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Trying to get online with you for the last 30 minutes. For some reason, it won't work, so I had to call in.
Oh, well, we're on Facebook and YouTube, but calling in, I don't know if calling in is there or not. But I'm talking about using artificial intelligence, the pros and cons of using it when it comes to doing resumes or filling out applications.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm talking about the pros and cons of what the machine will do versus what you may not mm-hmm. be able to do. And the purpose is to make you aware of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new generation, they'll be brought up on that, Mr. Gene. They'll be well educated on that.
Are you?
Some of us will be trying to catch up.
Well, you haven't been listening to the show. That is very true. They're being brought up on it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I said, go to any of the major stores when it comes to counting change, they don't know how to do that.
No, they don't. If the machine don't count it, they lost.
Right. So AI will do a lot for you. The difference is, if you can't do it yourself, that will show up sooner or later.
That's right.
You can start using it as a tool to help you get better.
Right.
But because they can put together nice, lovely resumes and applications to make you look real good on paper.
Yes, but sir.
But when you have to do something, if you can't do it, you're in real trouble. Now, that's the problem right. is you're not alone. There's possibly a whole generation that just doesn't know how to do that.
That's right.
It's not wrong, because if you haven't learned, you haven't learned. The problem is that the employer will know what you don't know how to do. And you will also know what you don't know how to do. So use it as a tool to assist you to become better. But not to do it for you.
Well, they make it so easy, Mr. Gene, that it's going to do it for them. And that's what they want. And the employees don't want that. But that's what they want.
Okay, so if that's what they want, I guess my question would be, how can they know what they want?
Other than having
something to do it for them.
Well, that's the question that's going to be read at the top of the headline in the next future.
I'll probably say the next few months.
Yeah, well, I said in the future. I didn't say how long, but in the future, that's going to happen.
Right. So it's a great tool to assist you to become better, but it can't. But it can't do it for you.
It can't do the job for you.
Right. Because the machine does all the productivity, but if you can't become more productive with your own skills and abilities, then you just hurt yourself.
Right.
Because sooner or later the machine's going to break, electricity's going to go down, and all that sort of stuff, and you won't know what to do. But it won't be you. It would be like an entire workforce.
That's right.
Possibly a whole nation. So you're not alone in using it. But how it's used, it's learning how to learn from it, because it's there to assist you, not to do it for you.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, I had just mentioned earlier, people can't even count change. Plus, they can't speak the language. They let the... Like I said, AI can put together great cover letters and great resumes for you, but if you don't talk like that, you just put yourself out of a job.
That was a question I had for you there, Mr. Gene.
Okay.
And just with all these individuals coming over here, don't speak English, and they don't really understand AI, they don't know what's happening. Eventually, it's going to come to a problem where somebody wants to start training these individuals with AI.
Well, you have to learn how to use it, which for some it may be difficult, may not, because you're using a machine instead of another human. But it's in already several languages. So those people are going to use it the same way everyone else is going to use it. They're going to fabricate who they are and what they can do. But that's not performance. That's the machine doing something that really doesn't have anything to do with you. But you might believe it does.
What I've seen, though, they're putting it on these smartphones. And a lot of them have smartphones.
But you're the one that thinks it's smart. It's just a machine with information in it. That's all it is.
Well, that's what I was coming up. It's a machine with the information in it. And they go to the smartphone to translate it if they don't speak English, or if they don't speak French, whatever, depending on where they are, what country they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Though it is in different language, but that individual got to go to that smartphone to translate it for him. I've seen it right now.
Right,
I have a guy.
Right, so that's an example of you using it to help you, but you aren't doing it yourself.
Right.
You're using it to help you, but that's not making you productive. You might think it is, but it's not making you...
No. It's not making it productive because you spend 10 minutes getting it translated.
Well, I got Spanish on my phone. It's almost instant.
Well, no, that ain't what I'm saying. It's almost instant, but I'm just saying it takes a guy almost 3 to 2 minutes to find what he's trying to get. It's on your phone. But he spent time trying to translate it for his understanding, depending on what language it is.
Well, it comes out in English. If you want English, it comes out in French or Spanish or anything like that that you might want, depending on where you come from.
Right.
But that's doing it for you.
That's doing it for you, and then that's right. What I'm saying is, he's spending time trying to get that to happen. Because even though it's on your phone, it don't take but a few minutes. But if you're here in the States and you don't speak no English, yes, you got to wait for it to translate it for you. You got to go to it and find it. So the guy is actually not productive to me while he's trying to get all that company.
Okay, but the phone I got, I just have to turn it on and somebody can speak Spanish and it comes out in English right in front of me like a millisecond.
Buenas noches, señor Dukes.
Yes, okay, yeah. It comes out.
Yeah.
But that's doing it for you. It's not you doing it.
No.
Anyway, so artificial intelligence is great for it doing something for you.
Yeah.
But you still didn't do it or know how to do it. Okay, so your productivity didn't really go up any because you're still you.
That's my point, Doc. That's what I was trying to get. The productivity does not really go up at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's important to be aware of it because you may think there's a lot of pros and cons of using it. It's a great tool to assist you. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's not a tool whereby you want to have it do it for you because you aren't it. You can't speak right. The same language. You can't write as fast, talk as fast. All that, it's a machine doing it for you, but you still can't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's some of the pros and cons of using it. It's a great tool.
Yeah.
But it's not you doing it.
Sure.
Some people are going to say it's making me more productive, but the bottom line is it's not making you be any different than you've always been.
That's right. That's what I was trying to stress is that even though you may find it and be able to use it, do it. You're not doing it. It's doing it for you, and then you got to be able to.
because you can use it as a tool to help you learn to do it,
mm-hmm.
but not as a tool to make you look good and you can't back it up. I mean, that's where we're going with that. It's going to happen on a large scale. But we're going to learn from it. Your employers probably already know it, but they're going to learn from it on a massive level because it's going to affect large numbers of people. But it's a great tool. But what's important to know is that it's designed to help you, not do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's the importance of it. People say it's going to do it for you.
Right.
Which means you didn't change at all. Your productivity did not go up.
No.
I mean, but
matter of fact, I think the productivity go down.
Well, it definitely goes down if something should happen, and something will happen. So that's a bold statement, but something will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And I'm not the only one that may have said that, but the bottom line is that at some point, if the electricity goes down, your battery goes down, then what are we going to do? There's going to be an awful lot of people who don't know what to do.
Correct.
Yeah. Anyway, But it's just something that happens. But anyway, so I'm giving out the pros and cons and letting you decide whether it's helpful, whether it's not helpful. And things like that. I mean, but it can do great resumes for you. Have all the words spelled correctly. The spelling is all done for you, the word usage. But if you don't use those words the same way, then that's going to mess you up. And the worst thing that you can do is get caught not knowing how to spell words. But anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. But anyway, Mr. Dukes, we got about a minute left. Is there anything that you'd like to say? Because it's always good to hear from you.
Well, it's good. I was just trying to get on earlier, get into it, but for some reason I just couldn't get on the online on
it. No, not
I just couldn't call in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you did call in.
Probably something I'm doing. You know, I'm not computer savvy, so I'd be punching buttons when I shouldn't be.
So. Oh, well. Join the club. You're not the only one.
I may need AI to help me.
Well, it will help you. Until you get caught in a situation where you got to be you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the real you will return, because the real you never left you.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, but it's not you. This is where we're going with that. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great for some things, but not great for a lot of other things. That's why a lot of people say it's very dangerous. Very good, but yet could be very dangerous, because it's really not, it's doing it for you, which means you don't know how to do it still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just important. So my suggestion is that use it to learn from it so that you can do what it's doing for you.
Correct.
But thanks very much, Mr. Deuce, because our time is up.
All right, sir. Thank you for the few minutes I was able to get in and chat with you.
All right. Well, good to hear from you, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, our music is up, which means our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way, and I say this on most shows. All the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, and know how to do, you literally have been doing it your way. I'm just trying to get you to recognize how do you go find enjoyable employment, because you still are doing it your way. You know, go out and tell everybody, and hopefully you go out and tell the world what it is that you'd like to do. They're going to ask you anyway. And give us a call back and tell us that you found something that you enjoy doing and you're on the road to enjoyable life.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Thousands living in the western and southwestern U.S. are facing dangerously high temperatures. In Moreno, California,
it gets hotter worse every year. You just never know how the climate is going to change. We just go day by day.
CBS News Bay Area meteorologist Paul Hagen says it's a...
No. It's